Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast. I'm Roger Gross, the host of the program, and today we're doing another in our series of podcasts with candidates for the City Council of Boulder City. We're doing this in cooperation with the Boulder City Social, and in light of the lack of public forums during the pandemic, we hope these podcasts will help guide Boulder City voters to decide who to vote for in the upcoming April 6th election and maybe even a subsequent runoff. And today we welcome Zach Cummings to the program. Zach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's congratulations on your run for City Council. I think it's exciting to have so many people in it to begin with, and we've got quite a few young people too. So it shows that people really care about Boulder City.
It's definitely an interesting range. I was lucky number 13. So
right. Well, you got in right under the wire.
Yeah, absolutely.
There. So why don't you give us a little idea of your background and why you think it qualifies you to be a member of City Council?
So I lived here since 1997. Grew up here through Martha P. King, Garrett, and went to high school here. Did a little college down in Vegas, but we don't talk about that.
Right.
I'd like to think I have a little bit of a pulse on, you know, Boulder City. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got quite a few friends growing up here. So just to see how things have been going, I thought when the opportunity arose, it sparked an interest in me that I didn't know I had. Mm-hmm. And I've been following it ever since.
Okay.
So I think my familiarity and the time here, I think it was time to serve.
And you run your own company.
Yep.
So does that help you think, being able to get into a city and understand the finances and things of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. Run operations for a trucking company. So pretty much seeing all the ins and outs, the HR aspect, mm-hmm. We're dealing with people and their triumphs and their downfalls.
Okay.
So I think it all falls together in a town, right?
So why do you want to be a councilman? I mean, it doesn't pay much and it's very time consuming. I've seen the binders I have to read before each meeting, and there's hundreds of pages. So what really gives you incentive to want to become a council member?
Well, I've always been a reader, or tried to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to understand everything that goes on in a town is huge. So to really have a finger in the pulse, you know, I want to represent my generation. You know, I'm a mm-hmm. little, I'm not the youngest generation by any means, but, you know, historically, it's technically, you've generally been a little older.
Yes.
So I think, I don't know if I am the youngest, but I'm probably close.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having a better range of that was important, and I think that was a big part of it, really.
Okay. So, you know, we just had an election, and the entire council was turned over, new mayor and everything. And I think the main thing that drove this was a kind of a misunderstanding of how important the slow growth ordinance was to the voters of Boulder City. Where do you stand on the slow growth ordinance?
Well, I think the slow growth has kind of kept Boulder City as the clean, green Boulder City that we know. Okay, so you go to the north side of Las Vegas right now, and it's insane.
Right.
You have houses that are 4 feet apart from each other, and
right.
You've got, you know, crime rates are insane. You're looking at, I believe I looked up the figures, and Nevada as a whole is 24.89 violent crimes per 1,000. Boulder City is 0.81.
Right.
So you have a slow growth of people. You don't get the influx. Our housing rates stay high. Mm-hmm. So you get a higher quality of person in mm-hmm. those homes, I would say. So I think anyone that votes against slow growth is probably signing their own.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think slow growth means no growth, or do you support, you know, limited growth as it says under the slow growth ordinance?
Yeah, limited and slow. I believe it's 120 homes per year.
Right.
I think that's, you know, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, with maybe some small industrial growth here and there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're a little confused. A lot of the candidates are confused, and I am certainly confused on the city's fiscal strategy. You know, should we be cutting costs to save taxpayers money, or should we be raising taxes to provide services for the residents?
Well, I'm a firm believer in less taxes.
Mm-hmm.
There's always ways to cut costs, whether it's, you know, there's a huge pieces of pie that can be changed up. And depending on how, I know the 5-year plan was just passed last year, but there's always room for changes.
Sure. Okay. So the city seems to be in a few businesses these days. Let's start with the golf courses. You know, the old golf course was built many years ago, and then Boulder Creek was built just a decade ago or so. And there seems to be a little bit of mixed consensus on whether that was good for the city. Do you support the way that the golf courses are run now, or do you think that we should change them or even sell them?
So I'll be honest, I'm not a huge golfer, and I don't know a whole lot about how it's ran, but I did do a little bit of research into it. I know the turf is all managed by an outside company, mm-hmm. So you know, how are we going to own it and then pay someone else to manage it when we have opportunities to do it ourselves? Mm-hmm. You know, could we do it cheaper? Why necessarily are we doing it? Mm-hmm. What are the advantages of this? You need to see the P&Ls really to make an educated decision on
sure.
that,
right,
which
right.
obviously I don't have the access to. But, I mean, I am not of the idea that cities should have businesses where someone else could be making the money off of it.
Sure.
But if we're going to own it, we should make sure it's fiscally responsible, mm-hmm. right?
Okay. You know, secondly, let's go to the airport. Airport is obviously owned by the city. A couple of years ago, they took over the fuel service down there from a private enterprise, and I understand it hasn't really worked out that well. Now they're responsible for the upkeep of the fuel farm, and they've been losing money since they took it over. Would you like to see that reconsidered, that decision?
Absolutely. Anywhere we're losing money is not a place to be, especially mm-hmm. if someone else can do it better.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how about the hangar leases that just expired, the first of a set of them? The Airport Advisory Committee had advised the city to renew the leases, and the city decided just to end the leases and take over the hangars, putting it into yet another business. Do you think that was a wise decision?
Sounds a little hostile takeover-ish, not knowing the exact in and outs. Again, I did a little bit of research into it myself. But it's definitely a touchy subject because you've got people that have been there for years and years and run their businesses out of it, and then you just have a government that just says, see you later.
Right.
It's
Now, they when they originally signed their leases, it said that the government could do that at the end of it. But, you know, their contention is that, you know, they could have renewed the leases and made as much money as they could possibly make, you know, owning themselves.
Yeah, and that falls into that whole legal versus right argument that mm-hmm. everyone's going to have, and
right.
they're not mutually exclusive.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Okay. So the small business community in Boulder City is the heart and soul of the town, I think. Some great small businesses, from restaurants to antique shops to other kinds of businesses, including mine. Do you think the city supports small businesses enough?
I would say it can always do more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have our wonderful Chamber of Commerce, who I need to go speak to
mm-hmm.
regarding some outdoor stuff. But small businesses it's the backbone.
Sure.
It lines the cities. You know, you have our couple like fast food restaurants, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, why do that when you could go local?
Sure.
So you see those falling every day. So all we need now is a second grocery store.
Sure. Right. That would be nice. You know, the tourism is obviously a big thing that helps these small businesses, and we've got some great events in this town, from the Art in the Park to the Beer Festival to the Spring Jamboree and all these other events, and the Damn Short Film Festival. Unfortunately, this week is only virtual, so that doesn't help the businesses at all. But do you think we should be encouraging these to grow and to actually draw more citywide events to town?
100%. I mean, you see 100,000 people come into town for Art in the Park. That's a staggering number, and
sure.
you imagine if even 20% of those go eat at a restaurant or
right.
go buy an antique. I mean, that's a huge stimulus for us. I mean, even if there was one a month,
right.
that alone could keep small businesses alive.
Sure. And then they show up here and they like the town and they want to come back, you know, when there's not an event.
Yeah. And that brings them back up every weekend for mimosas and
sure.
keeps everyone happy.
Yeah, exactly,
mimosas and
right.
a burger.
That's right. So the entire city council was turned over in the last election, bringing in a whole new cast of characters. Do you agree with the way this current city council has been overseeing the city?
It's been met with a lot of contention.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the most fighting. Now, again, I'm a little bit younger, so I haven't seen it for years and years, but
mm-hmm.
it sure seems like this is the most arguing and issues that we've ever had
mm-hmm.
that I've ever heard of.
Right.
And that just doesn't seem right, especially, you know, with a whole new group of people, you'd think they'd be trying to work together a little bit better.
Right.
So
you don't think they really work very well together?
I would say not.
Mm-hmm. How about the policies of Mayor McManus? Do you support the way he's driving the city?
It's definitely, he got a tough deal with COVID,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Right.
Definitely got a tough break on that.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to give a little bit of credit for that. It's definitely been probably on the downward spiral, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the pool issue, the golf course issue. You know, there's a committee for this and a committee for that that seem to kind of be getting overlooked. Mm-hmm. So you'd think that those would be getting utilized a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. So utility costs in Boulder City have been inching up here and there. But there's also the issue that the infrastructure surrounding utilities, they say, is crumbling, and we need to pour money into that. So how would you, you know, at least keep the utility rates stable as we go forward?
Well, I think we could probably charge California a little bit more, couldn't we?
I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot of different pieces of that pie, again, where things can be moved around. You have a lot of funding going about with, you know, selling maybe a little bit more electricity here and there. I know we can do that. We built the dam. Why are our expenses so high? Mm-hmm. So that's the question I would pose.
Okay, great. Let's talk about the Historic Commission. You know, there's a lot of historic buildings in Boulder City. We try not to be like Vegas, plow down our historic buildings and then build something new. The history in Boulder City is very important to all of us who live here. At the same time, when the historic hospital can disappear overnight, even though it's been named a historic site, something's not right. Do you think the Historic Commission needs a little more teeth?
I would say it definitely could use a little bit more power. You know, mm-hmm. you got that, but then the flip side to that is like the Browder Building was just restored and it's beautiful.
Sure.
They've done a lot with that.
Yeah.
You have the old water power building getting turned into a park.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? It's going to sit now for how long until what gets done with it?
Well, you know, it's going to cost a lot to maintain. I mean, and there's been proposals maybe to turn it into to sell it to a business and let them renovate it, you know, as long as they keep the historic aspect of the building. I mean, personally, I think it might make a great brewery. You know, it's already got the place for the big tanks mm-hmm. that you use for a brewery. I mean, would you be in favor of at least considering something like that?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you tear down something that's as old as it is if it can't be recycled?
Right.
You know, my whole generation has been about reuse. Mm-hmm. So I think kind of bringing some of that into this is will be important
sure.
to the future.
Right.
Try to preserve some older buildings. And because, mm-hmm. like I said, you see what can be done with the Browder Building. And
right. So, you know, we're in the midst of this pandemic right now, and the city has pretty much followed, you know, in lockstep with the governor's restrictions, whereas a lot of other areas of Nevada have said, you know, we know our area better, and we don't think we should be having to follow the exact things that you lay out. I mean, do you think the city has done a good job with the pandemic, or do you think we should have been a little more independent and said, you know, we can handle it ourselves?
I think we probably can definitely handle ourselves, mm-hmm. and I think we have in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You see a lot of small towns like Springdale, Utah, where they just went all out, mm-hmm. and it's a ghost town.
Right.
Even being the gateway to Zion, it was a ghost town mm-hmm. in July,
right.
which was, you know, crazy to see. So I think it's definitely important to be aware without being overly cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Those that know they need to be cautious can be cautious,
right?
And those that aren't,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So you think the city should have been a little more flexible when it came to restaurants opening and things of that nature, staying open?
I would say,
yeah,
okay. Absolutely. Having the COVID cops out is a little excessive, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm sure there are some infractions that were probably necessary, but when you come in and someone has their mask down below their nose.
Right.
I don't think it's the end of the world.
I agree. So, you mentioned the pool. Where would you stand on the pool? I mean, a lot of young people. You know, I mean, Boulder City has produced so many great swimmers, and they all started at that pool. Is that something that would be a priority for you if you got on council?
Absolutely. I mean, it's right there at the school. You have, like you said, we've had some Olympic swimmers there. I went to school with Zane Grothy.
Right.
So,
sure.
It's definitely a priority.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge center for, you know, the summer times.
And, right.
They put the bubble on, and you have exercise for seniors there. I mean, I think it's I think it's kind of a pillar of the community.
Right.
You know, keeping people together. So I would say that should definitely be a focal point.
Do you? I mean, there's been talk that maybe they'd move it somewhere else in the community, or would you just favor rebuilding it in the current location?
I think the current location's about as good as it gets, central, near a park, and near the school.
Right, without spending $40 million.
Without spending, exactly.
Okay, great. All right, last question. How do you think you can contribute to a better future for Boulder City and its residents?
Well, so one of the main things that I kind of sparked my interest in it was back, I believe it was 2018, where the off-highway vehicle stuff was getting pushed.
Right. Okay.
And I think that's something that needs to be rebrought to the table, because there's a huge amount of tourism. That's one thing COVID has done for the power sports industry, is it's up insane percentages.
Yeah.
So you have people going out and spending $20,000, $30,000 on a Razor or a couple dirt bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go? Well, you go out to Apex and get nails in your tires from bonfires.
Right.
Well, if we could have groomed trails and you could ride straight down Wyoming to go get a burger, you know, slice of pizza.
Right.
I think that's a huge, huge draw.
Yeah.
That's not being utilized in town.
And Boulder City has so much land that isn't developed right now. We don't want it developed, but if you had trails out there, that would make a lot of sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So between that, you know, I want to push for some more small business pushes, because you bring in more tourism and there's more.
Mm-hmm.
There's always more.
Right.
So
right.
I think I bring my draw and my interest in some of those things. I think I can be a big part of the council.
Great. Well, Zach, congratulations on running for council. I think it's great to see young people get involved in it now, and I hope it's just the beginning for you. If you don't win, I mean, there's always the next election, and there's a lot of things that the city needs, and I think the more young people are involved, the better. So congratulations and good luck during the election.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Boulder City Podcast and our interviews with the council candidates. We hope it helps voters in Boulder City decide on their vote in April. Early voting will open March 25th and continue until April 2nd. Then voting will be open all day on April 6th. All registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. You can follow the directions on the ballot to vote via mail, or you can ignore it and show up to vote in person at the polls. If you're not registered to vote, you have until March 9th to do so, either in person at City Hall or by mail. For more information, visit the Boulder City Government website at bcnv.org. A special thanks to Gene Widener and Tina Kluver of Boulder City Social for helping us arrange these interviews. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City Podcast.